It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Every week, WEUL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle-Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of our weekly wrestling recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Alcorn from AM 930 WEOL, joined by Sean Bennett from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. We get together each and every week on a Thursday night to talk high school wrestling in the Lorain County area, focus on the teams as well as the individual guys that are out there on the mat. Sean Bennett, as always, a pleasure to be with you. And as we talked about during our weekly video segment on WEOL's Facebook page and website, and on the Chronicle's Facebook page and website as well, we are really now in the full swing of things, coming off a very busy weekend tournament-wise, and weather permitting, let's hope a lot of teams will be out on the mats this weekend as well.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit past now the halfway point of the regular season. Still kind of, you got the postseason, all that stuff going on. But, yeah, a lot of great wrestling going on. Big tournaments last weekend. As I said in the video, I'm kind of excited because I get unleashed tonight. I get to actually go to, I'm out to at Wellington covering some wrestling. So I'm really, really excited about that. So, and then I'll be out this weekend out in Toledo. So they're really letting me go. So I get to see some great wrestling. There's been some great wrestling going on. It's a lot of fun to watch.
What do you think now is the key as far as the second half of the season is concerned? What are these coaches really going to hone in on?
Well, Eric Burnett kind of talked about it last time when we talked about him. Talked with him. It's they kind of use that first. It's kind of like a three-stage part of the season, basically a month each stage or whatever. The first month they go hard and they basically analyze. This middle section of the season is kind of there to work on the mistakes they saw, the errors, and kind of shore some things up. And then that last month is all about peaking at the right time when you're going into the postseason and getting those guys ready to wrestle their best when it's needed the most.
And as we talked about during the weekly video segment, there are still some very tough tournaments going on as far as this weekend is concerned. I loved when you said steel on steel. The better your competition, the more you're going to improve as an individual wrestler.
Yeah, and it seems like I remembered when I first started covering wrestling that there were lulls and weekends kind of off when there weren't big tournaments and stuff like that. It doesn't seem that way anymore. It seems like there's at least a premier tournament almost every weekend of the wrestling season. So it's kind of impressive that the guys just keep it going. They pick their spots to really test their kids, and it's that way again. We had Perry Penn City last week with multiple area teams out there and some big competition out there. We've got Maumee Bay coming up with five county teams heading out to the Toledo area to wrestle some of the top teams in the state and even outside the state. We have a Michigan top-ranked, nationally ranked team from Michigan coming in. So it's going to be really nice to see some of this stuff going on.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. Right now, we'll take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll take a quick look back at what happened last weekend on the mats as far as who stood out, both individually as well as some of the local teams in our area. So stay with us. It's our Thursday night WEOL Weekly Wrestling Recap. It's brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Glad to bring it to you each and every Thursday on AM 930 WEOL, on your phone with the WEOL mobile app, and we're also online at WEOL.com. And we welcome you back to this week's edition of the Cobos Insurance Center Weekly Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Alcorn from AM 930 WEOL, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram each and every Thursday night right here on WEOL. We get together to talk high school wrestling. And Sean, as we said in our previous segment, boy, it was a busy weekend last weekend. A lot of quality tournaments, some outstanding individual performances. What kind of caught your attention? What really jumps out from last weekend?
Well, the thing that I've been noticing this year when I've been putting these sheets together for the video and the radio show is that it seems like a lot of guys are wrestling state-ranked guys, opponents. And I don't know if it's more than has been in the past, or maybe I'm just paying better attention now that I'm writing more stuff down and looking more through the online rankings. Obviously, websites and online rankings help a lot to research that kind of stuff. But, man, it seems like every week we have Lorain County wrestlers going out there and competing against state-ranked guys. And more often than not, they're beating state-ranked opponents, which is really nice to see because these guys go in against guys that somebody obviously thinks highly of, and they go in there and they perform well and they're beating them. And such was the case again this week. I mean, I have throughout the listings, I kind of put little notes at the end of if they met somebody, and there's note on all these tournaments of guys that met state-ranked guys. So, I mean, starting right at the Penn City tournament, Jack Resch from Avon finished runner-up in that tournament, and the only loss was to Canfield's Tyler Stein. He's ranked number 3 in Division 2 in the state this year, so that's pretty impressive. Another guy that placed for them, Jordan Greer, finished 3rd at 195. His only loss in that tournament came 7-2 to Canfield's Nick Crawford, who's ranked number 6 in Division 2 in the semifinals. So these guys are facing these top-level opponents, and you know, it's kind of nice to see that they're holding their own. I mean, they're certainly not losing badly to these guys, and a lot of times they're coming up with wins.
And not to rehash it in its entirety, we talked about this quite a bit on the video, but for Matt Lee over at Amherst, he suffered his first loss of the year, the rivalry with the young man from Erie Cathedral Prep in Pennsylvania. But as we said during the video, he handled himself and he carried himself very, very well.
Yeah, and Kalon DeBow obviously is a tough opponent. He's a two-time state placer from Pennsylvania, probably be a 3-time after this year and probably a 4-time after his high school career, barring, you know, injury or anything crazy happening, because the guy is definitely a handful. He's from the Erie Cathedral Prep, and they've had a 3-year rivalry, and unfortunately for Matt Lee, he's lost all 3 of those matches. But this year he did. DeBow is one of those wrestlers who likes to try to get in your head. He talks some smack, and Lee didn't let it get under his skin. He just wrestled through, and they kind of kept it clean on the mat.
And another team that we want to touch on real quick as far as who we talked about in the video, but certainly worthy of having further conversation here on the radio side, Firelands. Again, our tip of the cap in the Cobos Insurance Center video went to Sean Lipscomb. Their heavyweight did a great job. Another outstanding performance from Bergdorf. So their bookends, as you call them, they came up pretty big last week.
And again, the reason we gave him a tip of the cap, he took on 2 state-ranked guys, and he beat those 2 state-ranked guys. And Bergdorf did the same thing. We didn't kind of mention it, but Bergdorf beat Delta's Zach Matten, who's ranked number 11 in Division 3 in the state. He beat him with an 11-1 major decision. That's an outright rout.
That's a dominant performance.
Of a state-ranked guy. And then Ostego's Jack Manley, ranked number 7 in Division 2. He beat him 8-4 in the final. So that's 2 Firelands guys who went in there and faced 2 state-ranked guys and got the job done. Won titles there. That's got to be really a lot of confidence building. And Bergdorf's kind of been doing that all year. He's faced like a state-ranked guy, I think, at every tournament, and he's beaten him. So he's still undefeated. That's pretty impressive.
Again, Tim Elkhorn with AM 930. Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram, bringing you our weekly wrestling recap. Sean, our guest in the next segment will be Chris Vondruska, the head wrestling coach over at Keystone. We'll talk to Chris about his team's performance at the Plymouth Invitational Tournament at Plymouth High School. They showed pretty well over there.
Yeah, I mean, there's 14 weight classes in high school wrestling, and Keystone finished with 11 placers. So that's pretty impressive. Now, I believe they had 2 placers in 1 weight, because in tournaments, sometimes you're allowed extra wrestlers to enter the field. And even though those guys end on the podium in place, they just don't count into the team points. But, I mean, still, Keystone put enough points together to walk out there with the runner-up trophy. Out of 13 or 12 teams, they finished 2nd. So they took home some hardware. They had 11 guys on the podium. And it was highlighted by their 2 senior leaders. David McCullough won the championship at 182 pounds. Justin Oakletree won the championship at 195 pounds. And then a little surprising, they had a 3rd finalist. Hudson Hall was runner-up at 152, and I haven't seen his name a lot, you know, this year. So it's kind of nice to see that they've got some guys coming up and stepping up who haven't been doing it on a regular basis so far.
We haven't talked a lot about the Keystone program, either in the video or on these weekly radio shows, but Coach Vondruska, he really seems to have that program on the rise.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't want to say that they weren't ever, because Keystone's had some prominent wrestlers and some prominent performances. They were one of the first in Lorain County to make it to the dual team state tournament. They've won a sectional title, I think, a few years back. They've always performed well, but he's certainly got them again, you know, with 11 placers and two guys who are expected to get to state and potentially place at state, with several other guys that might, if they have a, you know, if they're putting it together and peaking at the right time, could possibly join them. He's definitely got Keystone up at a high level, at one of the highest levels they've ever been.
And again, we'll talk with Chris Vondruska during our next segment here on the Weekly Wrestling Recap. Sean, circling back to last weekend, anything else that caught your attention as far as individual results or teams?
Well, obviously we had a local tournament in the Columbia Invitational, so we definitely want to talk about the three schools that were there. Columbia finished seventh at their host tournament. They had a finalist in Joe Governall. He finished runner-up at 152 pounds. Liria's white varsity team, which is their second varsity team, finished ninth. And Jake Evans, their kind of celebrated freshman, who's ranked in the state right now, won his first high school tournament at 160 pounds, won the 160-pound title. They also had two other finalists, in Isaiah Torres at 106 pounds and Jabari Fuentes at 113 pounds, so three finalists for Liria's second varsity team. That's kind of impressive when, you know, you're talking about, you know, the B team going in there and putting three finalists together in a tournament. And then Oberlin, again, top 10 performance at that tournament, and again had a placer with Reggie Bouchonville, third at 120. His brother Robert has been doing some big things. Reggie's now taking his turn. It's nice to see those guys are kind of putting the Phoenix program on their backs and kind of pushing forward, you know, keep progressing, taking that one step forward type mentality.
All right, so a very busy weekend last weekend on the mats, as Sean said. Boy, it seems as though our local wrestlers just keep going up against top-notch competition week in and week out. All right, we'll take a quick time out on our weekly wrestling recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. When we come back, as advertised, we'll talk to the head wrestling coach at Keystone High School, Chris Vondruska. He'll join us to talk a little Wildcat Wrestling. That's coming up next as part of our weekly wrestling recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Deanna Family Realty. Glad to be bringing it to you each and every week on AM 930 WEOL, on your mobile app, on the WEOL phone mobile app, and of course online at WEOL.com. We welcome you back to this week's edition of our Thursday Wrestling Recap, presented by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Elkhorn with AM 930 WEOL. Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. We love to do this each and every week on WEOL. We talk high school wrestling, and each and every week we welcome in a coach to talk about their teams and their individual wrestlers. And Sean, during our last segment, we talked about the success that Keystone had on the mats last weekend, so we welcome in their head coach on the wrestling side. Chris Vondruska joins us here as far as our wrestling recap is concerned. Coach, great to have you on AM 930 WEOL. We appreciate you stopping by.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.
And we were talking in our last segment about some of the success that you had last weekend on the mats. Talk us through that as far as what you saw from individual wrestlers last weekend that really jumped out at you. What grabbed your attention?
Yeah, you know, we got some great leadership in our two seniors, Justin Ockletree and David McCullough. They pinned their way through the tournament, which honestly I kind of expected. They both have won that tournament before, as I think David won it last year, and then Justin won it as a sophomore, and they were both hurt on those opposite years. And so I did expect them to win that tournament. And then, you know, like I said at the beginning of the year when I saw you guys at the Brew Kettle, we have a big freshman group, and they were able to get a lot of wins. And it's a pool tournament, and most of the tournaments that we go to are pool tournaments. And you know, we had our heavyweight, who's a first-year wrestler. He had five matches and went 4-1 and took third place. And that's just a win all around, just getting matches and getting wins under your belt, getting some confidence, and getting to feel like it, what it feels like to be on a podium, and just enjoy some success.
Hey, Coach, obviously the thing that stood out, obviously you guys take some hardware home. You got the runner-up trophy at this at the Plymouth Invitational. But 11 placers in 14 weight classes, impressive. Hudson Hall, who I haven't heard a lot about, another finalist joining Justin and David. But it's just got to be nice to see an overall team effort like that where pretty much the bulk of the team is landing on the podium.
Yeah, it is. It's really fun, and take home a team trophy. There's a lot of guys just had a good time with that because we were actually battling Plymouth for second place, and we were in third and even fifth for a little bit of the tournament. So it was kind of a surprise to us at the end, and then for Justin to get the outstanding wrestler was really fun. But yeah, Hudson's actually kind of secretly having a great year. You know, we go to some pretty tough tournaments like the Avon Lake tournament, and obviously Brecksville, and he's not cracking. He took sixth at Avon Lake, and he won a match at Brecksville, but he's coming around for us. He's definitely super athletic. He came down from 160 at the beginning of the year, so now he's at a weight class that we think he's more competitive at, and he's a freshman that we look for leadership. Almost immediately next year, because he's one of those guys who's going to wrestle more than just one season. Some of these guys I won't see them with, because they're playing track or football or whatever. But quite a few of them I'll see, especially during the springtime when we get into freestyle.
Earlier in the show, we kind of talked about the stages of the season, and I think talking to Eric Burnett from Elyria last week, he kind of said that they go hard the first month, second month is used to see what they did wrong and short up in the second month, and the third month is about peaking going into the postseason. Is that the same way Keystone approaches it, or do you have kind of a different take on how the season should be worked?
Yeah, in the past, we haven't had a holiday tournament, so we're going hard on training in December, and then we always have that family time during Christmas. And this year we weren't able to have that family time, so practice did have to get a little bit lighter, and I got to keep them interested and keep it fun. But I still like to give them a little break. So we had a break after Brexel, which was 4 days, and so that was good. But There's a lot of learning happening, definitely at the beginning of the year. And then as we have the conference dual season starting actually today, we're at Brooklyn High School. It's just less time in the practice room, but we're still learning out there. And if Justin's wrestling a guy from Overland that I know he can pin in 30 seconds, maybe we're working on something, on our feet that we're deficient at last week or whatever. But the dual season is really fun, but it does take away from practice time. You learn a little bit less. So we have the Northwestern tournament coming up this Saturday, and then we'll have next Saturday off. So we'll spend some time. But Eric obviously does something right because he's peaking guys for the state tournament, and all the coaches are trying to do the same thing. But it's planning in breaks and figuring out how to maximize their potential. And every guy's different. I know Eric sat Fenton, their state champion at the Brecksville tournament. He probably would have helped them score a lot more team points, and maybe they would have took home a team trophy with him in there. But it's probably just right for that individual and ultimately right for their team because he's on pace to win another state title.
Again, we're talking with Chris Vondruska. He's the head wrestling coach at Keystone High School. He joins us this week on the Weekly Wrestling Recap on AM 930 WEOL. And, Chris, I want to circle back. You talked about dual meets coming up and obviously tournaments. You got a full complement as far as your team is concerned. Just talk about that aspect of it.
Yeah, so we're going to be forfeit in four weight classes for our duels, which is going to make it tough, but I was just talking to my brother. My brother coaches in the conference as well at the middle school level for Lutheran West, and we were having this conversation, and I said, in our conference, sometimes just having a full lineup is going to help you win a lot of matches. And he was talking about how Lutheran West, I think they're only maybe forfeit in one or two, and so they got a good advantage there. But you know, I figure we might be able to extend our lineup and forfeit just three weight classes, but, you know, it's going to be hard to beat, you know, these Division I teams like Elyria and Midview because they're having full lineups and we're giving up, you know, three forfeits right away, and those points kind of add up.
Chris, you know, obviously you kind of said the focus kind of turns toward dual matches and you're talking about the conference meets and stuff like that. But I kind of wanted to ask about the state dual team tournament, which they added just, you know, 6-7 years ago. And the reason, you know, I wanted to talk to you about it is because Keystone was the first team in Lorain County to reach the state tournament in that format. What are your thoughts on the dual team tournament being added? And you know, to me, it seems like it's a no-brainer because you get extra matches for your kids.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, duels are fun. And fans like duels. You know, fans don't like sitting in the stands for 6 hours just to see their guy, you know, that they know wrestled twice. You know, it's not as fan friendly. You know, but duels are fan friendly. You know, and I got an email from the Brooklyn coach, and he's going to, you know, have a little program out there for his fans coming in so they know who everybody. I think that's great, you know, and I think, you know, highlighting these duels is fun, and all the state duels is kind of like making it accountable. You know, you can win another state title. We, you know, there can be two different state champions in Division II. And it just gives more opportunities to celebrate and highlights duels. And I've never been to the dual state championships in Ohio, but I would like to definitely go and compete. I think it kind of is like around the same time as our conference tournament, and that's why it's like our conference tournament's on Saturday, the thing's on Sunday. So I definitely welcome being busy during that time. But I think it's going to be a little bit down the road. Like I said, these teams that make it to the state tournament, usually they have a full 14-man lineup, and it's exciting. You know, those duels, I watch them because a lot of them are either tape delay or broadcast, and that's really cool. And it's just another opportunity to celebrate in the middle of the season.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you spending a few moments with us tonight right here on AM 930 WEOL. Again, congratulations on your team's success at the Plymouth Invitational. And obviously, we wish you nothing but success as this year now really gets into full swing with the month of January and then tournament time in February ahead.
Thanks so much. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
That's Chris Vondruska. He's the head wrestling coach at Keystone High School as he joins us here on AM 930 WEOL, part of our weekly wrestling recap. All right, John Bennett, we've got a few minutes left. Again, weather permitting, let's hope the weather cooperates and a lot of folks can get out and watch some wrestling this weekend. You're going to be on the road, but where are some outstanding matches as folks look forward to this weekend?
Well, obviously, I kind of already mentioned that Mommy Bay, that's at Oregon Clay. Amherst, Avon Lake, Elyria, Lorain, Vermillion are all expected to be there. Another huge tournament is the Bill Dees Memorial at Akron Firestone. Avon and Midview are going to be at that one. Those are full weekend tournaments, Friday and Saturday. Then we have several one-day tournaments. Clearview will be at the Coach Ant Classic out at Westlake. Columbia is going to be at the Tiger Duels at Twinsburg High. Chris just mentioned that Keystone and Wellington will be at the Husky Duels at Northwestern. So a couple of those duels format tournaments going on this weekend. And then a little bit different one is the CIT, the Catholic Invitational Tournament. That actually takes place on Saturday and Sunday. It's a two-day tournament, but they always run it on Saturday and Sunday. It's kind of nice because they do like a full mass Sunday morning before wrestling with the wrestlers there from the Catholic schools. Larry Catholic will be competing in that, and that'll be at St. Ignatius High. They'll do a big school, small school division. Larry Catholic participates in the small school division at that tournament.
And as you said, you get to go out and cover some action on the mats this weekend.
Yeah. Now the weather is the only thing. You keep mentioning weather and you got me worried. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to drive out to Toledo and it's going to be nutty. So no, but I'm really excited about that because that Mommy Bay Classic has nationally ranked teams. It has a ton of state ranked teams, a ton of state ranked guys. It has returning state champions, state placers, Division I college recruits. It's amazing field to watch.
All right. So keep an eye on the Chronicle Telegram this weekend as Sean Bennett gets out there and covers all sorts of action on the mats. Good show this week. That was
yeah.
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
We thank Chris Vondruska, the head coach at Keystone High School, for stopping by and paying us a visit. Sean Bennett, thanks to you. And, of course, the biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. Don't forget, next week we'll be right back here on Thursday night, and keep an eye out for our weekly wrestling video. You'll see that on WEOL.com and on the radio station's Facebook page, as well as the Chronicle Telegram's website and Facebook page and Twitter and all that good stuff. So glad to cover wrestling here in Lorain County and bring it to you, the fans. All right, that's going to do it for this week's edition of our weekly wrestling recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty on AM 930 WEOL and online at WEOL.com.